One station making history every day.
Chicago, Chicago.
Now, Stephanie Trussell.
89.
Good afternoon, Chicago. We have a lot to talk about in this 1 hour. So excited to be here today. It's so bright. It's so sunny. And I get to talk to my favorite radio audience on the planet, WLS, Chicago Talk Leader. You're going to want to join in on the conversation today, I assure you. 312-591-8900. I am trying so hard and using everything in my power to get on the White House enemies list. And there's no better way to do that than to talk to Stephen Tucker today about the latest in Obamacare. His signature bill that most people would be proud to say this is my signature bill, but actually he doubled down on it. I would be embarrassed to say it was my signature bill, but him and his minions, they seem to think we have nothing to worry about. This is just a tough rollout. So what do you have to say about that, Stephen?
Well, if you're talking to me, you're definitely on the enemy list.
I can only hope so. I don't want anybody to be afraid to speak up against the president, like the poor woman who gave the Republicans response to the same soup, just reheated speech. I'm reading the back of the newspaper this week. She's under an ethics investigation. You know, this nice little woman gives her reply, and, you know, they don't believe in revenge politics, right? It's just us. And suddenly some little investigation that had gone away has suddenly resurfaced because she had the audacity to go on national TV and give her opinion about a speech that wasn't much of a speech.
That's right. Yeah, so, yeah. Anybody doesn't believe that this administration is actually using the branches and power of government to attack their opponents, you just have to Google Katherine Engelbert, who was attacked by not only the DOJ, OSHA, the FBI, you know, everybody.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows you and I agree. Let's start this off. Let's pretend I'm going to be on the other side, and I Google something, and of course, the Huffington Post said there's nothing to see here. There's not much ado about nothing. It says that the CBO report is clear that employees will not eliminate jobs. It's rather that the Americans might choose to work less. So what are you going to say? How can you argue with facts like that?
Well, they're right. People will choose to work less because just like with other federal assistance programs, which Obamacare is a massive federal assistance program, I actually liken it to a Democrat vote buying machine. But just like SNAP, just like housing assistance, just like the Earned Income Tax Credit, all of these programs incentivize people to work less because if they work more hours, they will lose the subsidies that they're given. And so there's a strong incentive not to work any more than they absolutely have to. And it's never been better emphasized than it is with Obamacare. It's a clear example. You take a couple in their 60s, let's say, right? And they're getting health insurance through their employer, or they buy health insurance on the exchange. If they buy health insurance on the exchange and they're making just less than $62,000 a year, then they're going to get a massive subsidy to pay for health insurance. They'll also get a lower deductible if they qualify for a subsidy and a better plan than they can afford off the exchange. But if they make just a dollar more,
that's all it takes, $1
cap,
right,
then they're looking at a $20,000 bill to maintain that same health insurance. So there's a strong impetus for millions of Americans, and the CBO has now given us a number that is three times higher than their initial assessment of 2.5 million Americans that will be strongly incentivized via wealth that's been forcibly redistributed from other Americans that will be applied to lower their health insurance premiums. And it's not just an issue of people not selecting to work full-time hours, but it's also about $1.4 trillion less in tax revenue that the federal government will now be taking in. So you see the other half of the CBO report, where they estimate now that the cumulative deficit between the years 2014 and 2023 is going to be $1 trillion greater than it predicted just last year in May, because they had to revise these numbers. So if people work less, that's less tax dollars going to the government, which increases the deficit. So all the way around, it is, as Max Baucus correctly described it, a train wreck.
You know, it's funny you should say that. So many, and even in my life experience and speaking to moms that are on certain programs for housing, and they would say, you know, if I make X amount, then I'm going to be ineligible for this subsidized housing program. And most of us would think that's a good thing. You're now free to go out and you don't, you know, sure, you'll lose a little bit, but just think about the dignity that you'll gain. This program is just another one of too many that we have that just kind of rewards people for not working hard to get out of the program. 312-591-8900. I'm assuming you're okay with taking calls, because I love when people call in when you're on here, as I posted on Facebook and Twitter. Do not miss it today, and don't ask me questions about it when you see me out. Call in when Steven's on and ask him the question. We're going to go right to Steve on the Gold Coast. Thank you very much for being our first caller today, Steve. You have a question?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I do think that, you know, we can't, as a moderate, and I have a great many conservative perspectives on a lot of issues, we cannot, I think, talk out of both sides of our mouth. On the one hand, we expound the virtues of parents being in their children's lives, of being there to imbue proper value systems. And the CBO report clearly indicates that this will give people an opportunity to say, you know what, I don't need to make that extra amount of money to buy that X car that I want or take that vacation we don't need. Instead, I'll work less and I'll be home to parent my children. Or I can work less and I can go ahead and, by decoupling employment with health insurance, I can be the guy who has the new startup, the next Google, the next Apple. And when we talk about costs, what is the cost of not having these programs? In other words, there is a cost of not having people insured, of not having the ability to have them decouple employment from health insurance, in terms of what new innovation we're not creating because we're doing what we've been doing for the last 50, 60 years since the Second World War, coupling employment with education, with jobs and so forth. So,
okay.
We talk about this, so why are we talking out of both sides of our mouth?
Well, whenever someone says they're moderate, I immediately picture you straddling a fence and thinking that's got to be really painful. But we're going to go ahead and let Stephen answer your question.
That's a great emotional.
With your extensive experience in political science, I understand you never even completed a college education.
I am proudly, and I never pretend to be anything other than I am, just an obsessed American.
Well,
okay, we can talk about my lack of education later. Can Stephen answer your question about, you know, talking out of both sides of our necks?
Go right ahead. That's a very emotional argument, which is what we normally get from our friends on the left. But the facts are the facts. And the reality is it does not take 2.5 trillion people to get the incentive not to work longer, or should we pay $2.6 trillion, which is what Obamacare is going to cost us over the first 10 years, in order to incentivize people to work less, right? And this job lock ideal is a fantasy. First of all, the reason that people's employment is tied to their health insurance is because of World War II era laws that made health insurance tax deductible through the employer, but not tax deductible through the individual policyholder. So instead of spending that much money, $2.6 trillion, and if you read the CBO report, it shows us that we're going to have 31 million people still uninsured after Obamacare's full implementation, and we're only going to insure about 16 million people because of the act. So
okay,
it's not an idea that we're trying to help people. That is the goal here, to help people and to provide universal coverage. But that, according to the CBO's most recent report and all of their reports prior, that is not what is achieved here. What is achieved here is a strong incentive for people to not continue to work full-time, number one, which will increase our deficit by $1.4 trillion higher than expected back in May in the latest CBO report. And then furthermore, not only does it lead to further uninsured people, right, but it also creates a larger tax burden for those children that you speak about being able to spend more time with. They will have to pay for all of this.
Right.
All of this money will be accumulated to them, and this is a burden we're placing on them so that we don't have to work 40 hours instead of 30 hours.
You're making some people mad today. I don't know, Stephen. I did let Stephen on the Gold Coast go. I just dropped his call because I don't mind people talking and disagreeing. That's okay. But, you know, it was just a useless. It's just so typical. I'm so used to that. But I went ahead. I hope he's still listening to your answer. But I just really hope that next time he calls, he comes with some facts and not emotions. And we can talk all day long about what I don't have. And that's why I have people like Stephen Tucker on talking about things that they know about, and they're professionals, and you make your living knowing, making sure you know everything there is to know about Obamacare. And I'm so pleased to have Sean from Elmwood Park, and it's nice to have Stephen and Sean on at the same time. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Well, I'm a big fan, and I like it when you decimate the socialist from the Gold Coast argument. But, Stephen, I have a question. You said something about the deficit growing, but I have always believed that Obamacare, comprised of 2,700 pages, is very little about medicine or insurance and more about taxation, manipulation, and confiscation. So when you say that the deficit will grow, is that taking into consideration the numerous penalties regulations, laws about, for instance, the 3% off of real estate profits that no one's talking about, or for that matter, any long-term capital gains. I think that that will increase the government's revenue source because we can't quite calculate it yet because we don't know what those profits will be. So my question is, do you think that that will ultimately nationalize profit of the non-compliant?
Wow.
Yeah, add that, Sean, to the Dodd-Frank bill, and I think you're heading down the right path.
Mussolini and Stalin were not magnanimous and didn't care about too much about the health care?
Exactly. It's not like we have to invent these things. All of these socialist schemes have been done before and have failed miserably. I'll give you a perfect example, Sean. This morning, one of our friends on the left, a Democrat congressman, was trying to say that because of Obamacare, not only will people be able to spend more time with their families by working part-time instead of full-time, but also the emergency room will be used less now because more people will have health insurance. When in reality, if you read the CBO report, 31 million people will still be uninsured after we spend $2.6 trillion, which is more than the 8 to 10 trillion that are chronically uninsured now, according to the earlier CBO report and according to the U.S. Census report. But more importantly than that, emergency room usage will go up.
Mm-hmm.
Before Obamacare, we spent $50 billion a year on quote-unquote uncompensated care for the uninsured. Post-Obamacare, we're going to spend $250 billion a year of our hard-earned taxpayer money on providing these subsidies to cover the insured. $250 billion is a lot more than $50 billion a year. And the same thing happened in Massachusetts under Romney Care. Before Romney Care, they spent $651 million on uncompensated care, ER bills for those without insurance. After that, by the year 2009, the figure had decreased to $414 million, which was a saving. So all of the left-wing pundits went out and said, look, we're saving $247 million. But then by 2011, Massachusetts spent $830 million a year. And that's not even counting Medicaid expansion.
Well, I have to cut in. Thank you very much, Sean. I'm hoping, Stephen, you're able to hold on. We have Candace from the South Side. I always like to hear what she has to say. We have a very short break, and we'll be back continuing taking phone calls with Stephen Tucker about the latest on Obamacare.
You've heard of living trusts and how they can help you protect your assets, but you may not know if a living trust is right for you, or maybe you have questions about creating your own living trust. The fact is, almost everyone can benefit from a living trust, which can protect your assets from the court system and your loved ones from unnecessary expense and inconvenience. Learn more at a free seminar, Wednesday, February 12th. Estate planning attorney Robert Zopolis will explain how to create your living trust, estate planning under the new tax laws, why a will does not avoid probate, and much more. Have your estate planning and living trust questions answered absolutely free. Don't miss this important seminar, Wednesday, February 12th at 6:30 at Papa Joe's Restaurant, 145th and LaGrange Road in Orland Park. The seminar is free and complimentary dinner will be served, but you must make a reservation now by calling 708-478-1400. That's 708-478-1400. 708-478-1400.
Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft.
Do you know how cold it is outside?
Is Johnny Proft here to tell us?
It's so cold that politicians are putting their hands in their own pockets.
Weekday mornings, 5 to 9.
I only do three impersonations. They're all bad. I do Johnny Carson. I do Quint, Robert Shaw from Jaws, and I karaoke Johnny Cash songs. That's my range.
Chicago's talk leader, 89 WLS.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
On Jones House.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Researchers call it consensual but unwanted sexting. They studied undergrads at Indiana and Purdue universities and found 55% of females in committed relationships engaged in sexting even though they didn't really feel like it. For men, the number was 48%. They sent the racy messages out of a sense of obligation, not pleasure. It's today's version of I'm not really in the mood, but okay, going mobile.
Weeknight 609.
Let me remind you something else. Talking is something you cannot do judiciously unless you keep in practice. Let me repeat that again. For all of you out there who think you could just get up here and talk for 3 hours a day and not stumble on yourself and do a good job, remember, talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice.
Michael Savage.
6 p.m. weeknights on Chicago's Talk Leader 89 WLS.
Now that all those holiday parties are wrapped up, you've probably got some cleaning to do. Thankfully, home expert Bob Vila has some simple ways to make those post-party cleanups a little less painful. The first thing you want to do, look around for spills in need of immediate attention. Be sure you pick up leftover glasses from wood furniture to avoid having water stains. When that's all done, collect all the trash into one room to tackle it all at once.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Michael Savage, weeknight 6 till 9 on Chicago's Talk Leader 89 WLS.
And we're back. 312-591-8900, Chicago's Talk Leader. I'm Stephanie Trussell. We're talking with Stephen Tucker. And before we get to Stephen and Candace on the South Side, I have to call off my sister. My sister had called in once. She's my younger sister, very professional in graduate school right now. She's at the top of her game in her field. And when Stephen from the Gold Coast said what he said, my sister immediately, her name is Marvine, but she immediately reverted to Pumpkin, and that's her name. We grew up on the West Side, and she's ready to defend me. So, Stephen, if you see a woman in a black SUV driving up and down the Gold Coast screaming out your name, that's my sister. But I told her to leave you alone. I'm fine, and that's okay. And I used to like Stephen. We always got along so well, but oh, you know, lo and behold, whatever. We're going to go right to Candace on the South Side. Again, one of my favorite callers. I love every time you call into all the real shows, and so it's nice to hear that you're listening on Sunday as well. Do you have a comment or a question?
I do. Thank you, Stephanie. I was telling your producer that I cannot stand the GOP lately because they keep calling me. Every time the RNC wants money, they call and I say no. And they say, because of amnesty and because of Obamacare, they're not doing anything, okay? What really bothers me about what's going on is that they have the perfect platform. They're killing the middle class. I think Obama's whole thing is killing the middle class, okay, which they're doing very successfully. Our deductible used to be $3,000. It is now $7,500, and we are locked in for 2 years. So we find out in the fall what our new rate is, and our premium also went up $160. So I'm very, very worried, okay? And you know, the GOP has, like, the perfect moment, the perfect timing. Everything's all together for them, putting a nice, neat little package. And what are they doing? Oh, we can't talk about this anymore. No, that's all we should be talking about, is that and how that will kill middle-class jobs and industries. Not just jobs, industries. Could you imagine if they have 16 million peasants coming into town, what that's going to do to the beauty industry, to cosmetologists, to the spa industry, which already have depressed wages, and all other kinds of industries. But they're not talking about any of that.
Is there anybody, Stephen, that you know that's communicating the message Candace is talking about? And when we talk about leaders, yes, in the GOP?
Yes, and thank God Mr. Boehner and the rest of the GOP establishment has put a hold on this amnesty. Thank God, at least for the time being. And that's a very good thing, because Candace is exactly right. Granting,
we don't ever need it, though, Stephen. We don't ever need amnesty in this country, ever.
We do not. You're so right. And I wish more common sense would be in Washington, D.C., but it's not. I want to comment on your earlier comment that the GOP keeps asking for money. If you want to reform Illinois, donate to the Illinois Tea Party, not to the GOP establishment, and donate directly to candidates instead.
Amen.
So, now, to your other point about losing health insurance, this is something that needs to be hammered over and over again in the media, because the second shoe is about to drop with Obamacare. We have lost 6.3 million policies, and I want to make sure that everybody understands that that is about 18 to 20 million Americans who have lost their health insurance, because each of those individual policies insures an average of 3.3 family members. So we need to start reframing that narrative that it's 18 to 20 million people. And what's about to come now, that the CEO didn't even slightly address in their latest report, is that the next shoe is about to drop with employer-sponsored health insurance. The excise tax is returning. Remember that Barack Obama used his magic pen and phone and illegally, unilaterally, and unconstitutionally delayed the employer mandate to get him through the last election cycle. Well, it's returning in 2015, and that is a massive incentive for employers all over this nation with 50 or more full-time employees to simply terminate their health insurance, which costs them anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a year to insure an employee, and only pay the $2,000 excise tax, which is a fraction of that, and then push all of that cost burden onto the taxpayer via the health insurance exchanges. That is coming. We're looking at 50 to 90 million policies canceled, terminated, employer-sponsored plans by the end of this year, before the midterm elections.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Would you please let the listeners know how to follow you when you're not appearing on the radio or on TV, and just to stay current daily with what you're posting?
Yes, they can follow me at truthaboutobamacare.com. They can follow me on Twitter at CSteven. And if they're looking for health insurance options in this nightmare that is Obamacare, people need to understand you can buy health insurance off the exchange, guaranteed issue, without ever going to healthcare.gov.
Yay! We still have a little bit of choice and freedoms left, you know, for now anyway. Well, as usual, Stephen, entertaining. You got the phones ringing. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And everybody, again, go to his websites, go to whatever websites. Just stay informed. We're up against the hard break now. We're going to be right back after the local news, 312-591-8900.
89.